And welcome, everybody, to episode 686 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm all right, I guess.
Well, special. We're gonna get into that with you here in just a second, Breakman.
No, because I'm not ready for that. Not ready yet.
Oh, you better be ready, man. You better.
I'm not. No. I'll do it, but not yet.
Oh, Breakman. Just get it off your chest, man. Just get it off your chest. Damn it. That's what free for all was. This week, man.
That's what I thought we were gonna do is free for all, where I can get it off my chest and stuff.
Well, we're gonna do it right now. You want to do it now?
I don't want to do it right now.
God damn it! You said
ready.
All right, you want to wait till the end of the show? So you want to wait till I have technical issues, is what you're saying, and then we can't do it again. That's what you're saying. Son of a bitch! I should give you an exile for that, Breakman. I won't do it because you weren't feeling too good.
It's a really personal story and stuff. It's not. Like, I want to get in, warmed up, you know, and get more comfortable.
Weiland,
get a blanket.
Right. Weiland says it was a sounding accident. Is there any truth to that rumor? Freak 5 is in chat. Hey, Freak 5, you got a preemptive exile. I don't know what for, but you got one. Actually, I do know what it's for, because as I said a comment, I knew what you were going to say, and then I just gave you a preempted exile before you even got into chat. So, okay, then we will do it at the end of the show. It looks like my connection's stable.
I think if it seems like we're going to have audio problems, then I'll do it earlier.
Okay. All right. It doesn't look like it. I think we're good, man. I'm okay with that.
It was a fleek. A fleek? A fluke?
A fleek. A fluke. A fluke. A fleek. A fluke. All right, man.
Had a Master Chief action figure stuck in his ass.
See, that's not surprising, because he is a big Halo fan. So that's not a bad theory, Freak 5. So,
And I do have a Master Chief toy somewhere.
Now it's full of brown, I bet, man. Anyways, Freak 5 says, what was the comment? It was something about me. I'm not really good at fighting games, and then as soon as I said it, I'm like, oh god, good thing Freak 5 isn't in here. He would have said, you're no good at any game, or something like that. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna give Freak 5 a preemptive exile for that, because I know that's exactly what the son of a bitch would say. So yeah, that's exactly what happened. But all right, let's get into the news, y'all.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Eiyuden Chronicle Rising launches May 10th for consoles and PC. That's PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series, and Game Pass, and PC and Switch. Also, for the PC side, it's coming to Steam, GOG, and Epic, so all three storefronts, for $15. And it's a side-scroller spinoff prequel-like entry to the crowdfunded Eiyuden Chronicle 100 Heroes, which is coming out next year. It's an action RPG, and it looks kind of like a Metroidvania.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to look. There's no video, but from the screenshot, it looks gorgeous for $15. I mean, it might be worth the go. You know, I don't know. So that's really cool.
Tofor. That reminds me. I need to figure out whether or not I can change my survey answer to Kickstarter, because I might want to change my platform of choice, because I'm not so sure that a Nintendo next generation Nintendo console is going to be coming out anytime soon.
Yeah. Tofor's in chat. What's up, Tofor? Nice to see you in there.
But I think they do like a final confirmation, but I don't know when that will be.
Weiland says, seems like he wouldn't be gentle. He's talking about the figure, the Halo figure that you stuck up your ass, Breakman. So I'm just saying.
Uh, Oh, where he's talking about how Joe Rogan sounded me.
Oh.
I was out for 2 weeks because of that one like minute thing. It was just like the worst thing ever.
Freak5 says, so I got an exile for something you said? Yeah, preemptively, Freak5, because I know it's exactly what you would have said. Freak5 says, me and a coworker who are always joking with each other, earlier this week he called me a motherfucker. I looked him in the eye and said, your mother. I guess that's a way to get back at people, man, for sure, when they say shit like that. Okay, let's see, right on, Topher. Anything else on that, Eric?
Not really.
All right, Breakman, you are up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Metal Max Xeno Reborn hits the PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC on June 10th. I'll give you the bullet points on this game here. A post-apocalyptic world where humans are endangered and machines roam the wastelands. Ooh, this sounds interesting already. JRPG with a blend of turn-based and real-time combat with an emphasis on tanks and armored vehicles. Explore the expansive wastes of Tokyo Bay. Freely explore a vast world on foot or mounted in your combat vehicle. Team up with two new characters, beloved battle dog Pochi, and artificial human navigator. I was going to keep guessing until somebody interrupted. human navigator Po-M, as you venture out to unite your remaining survivors. Hunt down high-value targets with over 30 boss fights to claim valuable rewards. And this is a reimagining of Metal Max Xeno, which was 2018. Fully redeveloped with a brand new game engine and a completely graphical overhaul with redesigned characters, enemies, and environments. So cool.
And I know somebody who's played the game extensively, and they said they might as well not even bother because it's not much better.
Wow. Oh, I mean,
ouch. Now, that's such a cool idea.
Dude, I was watching the video, and graphically it doesn't look the best, but one thing that caught my eye was this guy, I mean, you're running around in a tank, right? And you're kicking, like, Gundam ass and, you know, a fucking dinosaur with blasters on his back. But all of a sudden, this shark appears out of the fucking sand. So I'm like, this game would be cool as fuck. But Eric is poo-pooing that idea. He's like, they shouldn't have even bothered.
Everything about that sounded cool, Frank.
I know, man. I mean, look at the trailer. It looks amazing. I mean, graphically, it's not anything to look at, but holy shit, dude.
If it's like, fun, who cares?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But
the original Metal Max Xeno's problem was that it was stripped of nearly all the humor that was identified in the series up to that point for a grim, dark presentation, and they didn't even do much with that.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu.
It's a game that literally had, like, a shoestring budget, too.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to the story from Gamatsu. I really should have given this one to Break.
Well, you didn't.
I know, I didn't. Komagio Remilia Scarlet Symphony launches July 28th. Side-scrolling action game. Will launch for Switch and PC via Steam on July 28th for $30, $29.99, 2,980 yen. It was announced. Support English, French, Korean, Japanese, and Chinese language options. So that's a plus. And that's about all we got there. No video, just one solitary screenshot.
It is hitting the eShop at least. Yeah. So if you don't want to buy the physical release and import, you can always do that.
Freak 5, man. Look, this is why I gave
it,
you...
It better be priced better, though, rather than like 40 bucks, so...
Yeah.
Like it's suggesting here.
30 bucks is a decent price point, but damn it, fucking Freak 5, he says, I hope the game has a fetus difficulty, so Frank
anyway,
can...
this game is obviously Symphony of the Night clone, using the Toho license.
Yeah, it looks a lot like that. He says, I hope the game has a fetus difficulty so Frank can see more than the first 5 seconds. I might as well earn the exile you already gave me. Okay, I won't give you another exile for that one.
It's clearly styled after the GBA era, or no, the DS era.
Yeah.
Castlevania games.
Yeah, that one definitely made me laugh, Freak 5, and how dare you, Break Man?
Because there is a different Metroidvania-style Toho game called Luna Knights.
Yeah.
You can play.
Dungeon is in chat, like a ninja. What's up, Dungeon? And like I said, how dare you, Break Man? You're not supposed to laugh at Freak's jokes, man. You know, supposed to be my friend. All right, Brace.
Yeah, right. You're exiled free.
All right, Eric, you're up next.
Okay. Hold on a second. I need to load it. Excuse me. Steel Rising has been delayed to September 8th. That's pretty much it. Other than we could talk a little bit more about this game, because we did talk about it before, but we've got some details, like key features.
If you want to talk about the key features, that's cool.
A unique and mysterious heroine. As Paris burns and bleeds during the revolution, you are Aegis, an automaton masterpiece made by Vaukensen, an engineer in the service of the Clockwork King. Make most of your mechanical powers to adapt Aegis to your style of play and become a fearsome warrior, a deadly dancer, or a virtuoso of elemental arts. So you've got the strength build, the speed build, and then the magic build.
Wow. It's a gauntlet all over again, man.
And then it's a Souls-like, pretty much, really. That's all I'll really get into.
Okay.
But there's nothing else really to discuss here.
Yeah, Dungeon says it correct. He's like, the concept sounds cool, but I mean, if I'm looking at this video, the combat looks really janky.
That's probably why they delayed it, though.
So yeah.
Tuning it up.
Freak 5 says, I had a horrible dream last night. My daughter told me, you mean you saw yourself in the mirror, Freak 5? I mean, is that what happened? My daughter told me someone was in my car. I go outside and some guy is trying to get into my car with a crowbar. Oh, on my car, he said. I yelled at him. He stopped what he's doing and says, oops, sorry. I grabbed the crowbar, smacked him with it, and said, no, you aren't. That sounds like a kind of like a fantasy more than a nightmare, man. Like you catch somebody like breaking into your car and you beat the shit out of them, you know, type thing. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Sounds like he has been thinking that out. Yeah.
Then I noticed the rest of my car has been trashed. Ooh, that would really suck. That's the nightmare portion of it.
Ooh. So then you kept beating him, didn't you?
Yeah. And then you're like, I'm gonna beat your ass some more, you son of a bitch. Wow. Okay.
I'm going to make you look worse than a pinata, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else on that, Eric?
Not really.
Okay. Next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Beamdog announces first-person fantasy roguelike Mythforce. Okay. Beamdog, known for its enhanced edition of Baldur's Gate series and more, has announced Mythforce, a first-person fantasy roguelike game inspired by 80s cartoons. Ooh. It will launch in Early Access for PC via Epic Games Store on April 20th, 2099. Early Access launch includes four playable heroes from Mythforce Episode 1, Bastion of the Beast Lord. Beamdog will add to the game through additional episodes and updates incorporating player feedback throughout the Early Access period. I'm beyond excited to finally show off our team's original work, said Beamdog CEO Trent Oster in a press release. Mythdog is pure, unadulterated fun, right off the Saturday mornings of my childhood. With a simple yet satisfying game loop, it's a big departure from the RPG classics we're known for, but the Beamdog DNA is evident if you know where to look.
This game looks different. There's no video on it, but I'm looking at the screenshots, and the angles of the combat look completely different than anything I've ever seen. I mean, this is, and the artwork is really cool too. So
and it should also be mentioned that Asper Media bought Beamdog recently.
Oh, is that good or bad?
I'll read you about the games. Saturday mornings are back. Become a cartoon hero in bodacious 80s fantasy world. Scratch that nostalgic itch with a wholesome, fun, and easy to pick up and play, but tough to master game. And true roguelite fashion, each time you're defeated, you'll have to start over at the beginning, but every playthrough makes you a little stronger.
Damn it.
Level up as you explore the dungeon, uncovering magical artifacts and upgrades to make you say, I have the power!
You know, what's funny about this is, do you guys think that roguelike games are games that are artificially inflating the length of the game? Because I just thought about that. Has that ever been a concern of your guys', like when you're playing roguelikes? Like, it just seems
like roguelikes.
I don't either. I don't either. What do you think, Eric? Yeah. He's like, yeah. He doesn't care. Simple answer. Freak
Maybe Five's, I don't give a shit.
Freak Five's conclusion says to his dream, he says, I was so upset with my car being destroyed. It was great waking up and realizing it was just a dream. Just another dream. Questbuster says, Myth Force looks wild. The art style really works from the video I've seen, but it's really early according to one preview because it gets a bit repetitive. Well, I mean, you know, I've seen that criticism of a lot of games, Dungeon, and it's really funny because, I mean, you can only do so much, right? I mean, how, like, if you have an RPG, I mean, how much different can it be from maybe the 10th, 15th hour in if you're playing a 40-hour RPG, right? So it's just the presentation and the story that we all love. You know, that's what drives us. I mean, the repetitive nature, I mean, even look at something like Fallout. Like, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, you might go to a different place, but it's, I mean, you know, it's basic same enemies, and you're doing kind of the same things in almost any game. It's like that in a variety of games, you know. I hope the loot is good, Dungeon says. Yeah, that's the main thing. What are you saying, Break?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you said something. I thought I cut you off. All right. I think it's Break's turn next.
I think I just read that one.
Okay, then it's my turn. Coming to us from Gamatsu. Grim Grimoire, once more, announced for PS4 and Switch. Nipponichi and Vanillaware, ooh, I love Vanillaware, have announced Grim Grimoire Remaster, which is called Once More, for the PlayStation 4 and Switch. Why not PS5? Latest issue of Famitsu
Reveals. I don't think Vanillaware has PS5 dev kits, that's why.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But how do they? Judging by 13 Sentinels, it will probably be really optimized for it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I know you're paying attention, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, right.
All right.
You catch me.
I mean, you were off for a couple weeks before last week, so I have to make sure you're on your toes, you know. So, all right.
On the job anymore.
Yeah. Exactly. Stop sleeping on the job, you son of a bitch. What do you think I'm paying you for? God damn it. Checks in the mail.
Sorry.
All right. Eric.
Service sucks. It's ridiculous.
Eric, next story, please.
Next story is that The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition for PS5 and Xbox Series has been delayed to an unannounced date. Because it sounds like they might have to restart all over again, because Saber Interactive has been pulled from the game, because the majority of their code was coming from Saber Interactive Russia, and do the stuff that's going on with Ukraine, they probably don't want to be associated with them.
Yeah. Freak says, I love roguelike games, and if you are enjoying the game, does it matter if they inflate the game length? No, honestly, it doesn't, Freak 5. Like I was saying, a lot of them do that. But I, for me, that's just an easy excuse to inflate game length, you know, if you're doing roguelike games.
It is being done in-house now, so...
Yeah. Are they ever going to offer an upgrade to the PS5 for The Witcher?
I think they said that at the start of the announcement.
Because that's, I mean, for free? Because I don't want to be paying, like, you know, any more money. I mean, I guess, unless it's really good, you know, I mean... Because the game right now is selling for, like, what, $10? So, I mean, what are they going to charge for an upgrade for the PS5? I think it would look fantastic on the PS5, by the way.
I mean, something tells me, like, the only reason they might have done that is because Saber Wolf Interactive Russia is being funded probably by the Russian government. And, yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah. All right. Last story. Breakman, you want to do the honors?
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. No More Heroes 3 coming to PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, and Xbox One, and PC this fall. No More Heroes 3 will launch on the Switch on August... No More Heroes 3 first launched for the Switch on August 27, 2021. New versions of No More Heroes 3 will include improved high-definition graphics, higher frame rates, and faster load time. A physical day one edition will also be available for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X and One, and for $59.99, it includes a copy of the game, a 5.3 by 7.3 inch soft cover art book, mm-hmm. with 70 pages of content. I guess that's okay. A CD featuring select songs from the soundtrack. It's all, again, okay, but there should be, you know, the full soundtrack. And 7 by 4 inches Santa Destroy commemorative biker license plate. Wait, a license plate? That's pretty funny. All housed within a custom box featuring a new original illustration by serious artist Yusuke Kozaki.
Yeah. I like how the license plate says Moe on it.
It, and you know what? They kind of made fun of Akira a little bit there, you know, that with the artwork. Like, Travis Touchdown, like, going to a bike. Looks like the Akira, the whole Akira thing where...
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I'm down to buy this again. I never touched my Switch copy because I still need to play through 1 and 2, but having this at a better frame rate sounds nice.
Yeah. Freak 5. Oh, shit. What am I doing here? What the fuck is going on? Audio devices. Let me go back here. Okay. There we go. Jesus. Okay. Freak 5 says, Break, you need to report Frank to the labor board. They take wage theft seriously. They won't accept him bullshit. The check is in the mail. I'm not saying...
That's the thing is, I talked to them and they referred me to the post office.
Yeah, see? So there you go. Now, Freak 5 also says, I am not sharing a picture today because he's a snob and doesn't want to share. But I am eating homemade chicken parmesan. How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? Well, that's good because then we won't get hungry and as hungry as we already are. And, you know how that goes. So, all right. So that is the news. Anybody have any homemade discounts this week at all? All right. All right, there you go. What's your homie discount then, man? You're excited for this.
No, I don't. I want to give Harmie some attention.
Oh, okay. I thought you had, like, we're super excited to tell us, like, The Witcher 3 is on sale for $10 or something, you know.
No, but now I feel like I should go find out something on sale. I found a good deal.
I know. Well, I will tell you guys that the PlayStation's running part 2 of the spring sale, and it's pretty good. Just go check it out.
There's, some more deals that are added on top of the old ones.
Yeah. Little Nightmares is $3. It's a fantastic game. It's worth $3. Tomb Raider's like $2. I mean, it's a pretty insane sale. You guys, there's plenty to get for really cheap. So, highly recommend go check out the PlayStation sale. All right. Breakman. Is there anything in the Dear Breakman segment this
crap,
week?
You know what? There was from like weeks ago. Let me see if I can find it if you want to stall for a little here.
And I'll stall.
See if I can find it. It's got to be a lot of scrolling here. Scrolling. Keep that llama scrolling.
Man, your ass is scrolling. Rawhide.
It's not like raw thumb. Not really a raw hide. You know what? Let me see here. I'm still scrolling too. Let me see.
Did you skip Freak 5? Did you skip Freak 5? That's what happened, wasn't it? You skipped one of his send-ins.
It was from, I believe it was sent right before I disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, right before the incident with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, exactly. The sounding incident?
Yeah.
I thought it was pegging, but...
You know. Nightmares, man. Nightmares. You're bringing them back here. yeah, I can't fucking find it.
All right. Well, I mean... Questbuster says, chicken. Yeah, I like chicken. I think that's my favorite of everything, chicken. Beef isn't really good for you. It tastes good, but it's not really good for you. Chicken's good. Fish is good. Pork is okay. It's a lot better than
beef. They can make, like other food tastes like beef.
Yeah. Should we move on until you find it, Brady?
Yeah, I can't find it. We're just gonna have to move on. Right. It was from 3-4 weeks ago. I'm sorry. It's a while ago.
You'll find it. You'll find it, man. All right, let's move on to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
What have you been playing? Probably nothing lately.
I haven't played a lot really this week. It's same stuff I always played though. More of Breath of the Wild, and I've just been back to farming dragon parts again. Just seems like an odd thing. Like these super dragons are flying through the air and stuff. Like, why don't they do a goddamn thing about Ganon? Like, come on, man. No. Like, you're sending a little fucking elf with a sword and a shield to go do your dirty work for you.
Yeah, exactly. Here's one that Freak5 is saying in chat. Would you rather have spontaneous nosebleeds all the time or spontaneous diarrhea all the time?
I'm going to go with spontaneous nosebleeds over spontaneous diarrhea. Because at least nosebleeds, you can be like standing up and doing stuff. But yeah, you know, diarrhea, you got kind of... You have to be sitting down, and you have to be, like, in the bathroom and shit.
Yeah.
And what if somebody's in there, like, oh, my God, like, you have to get out, you son of a bitch, right? Goddamn, fuck. Fuck, I'm going to go, fuck.
I know. No. Eric says in both cases you die, yeah, pretty much. So, I agree. Nosebleeds. What do you say, Eric?
Well, he said spontaneous, then he said all the time, so that's what I meant by that.
Yeah. I mean,
so if it's not really spontaneous, then, is it?
I mean, if it's magic, though, then it's just like magic blood and magic diarrhea, so it doesn't really affect your health, I guess. That's how he's looking at it. So, yeah, nosebleeds, for sure. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, go for nosebleeds.
All right. Freak5 says he's been playing Elden Ring and Slay the Spire. Ooh, that was a free offering on... PlayStation Plus. I heard Slay the Spire is really good.
Although I think it's still on Game Pass if you can play that on the Xbox.
Yeah, it was a PlayStation Plus offering. I haven't had a chance to play it. I heard it's really good. So, you know,
what did Spire ever do to you?
I know, man. Right. All right, Eric. What have you been playing? Oh, actually, Break.
Yeah, it was still on me. Like the Breath of the Wild and. More Halo Infinite, which the community is shrinking on that game because it's taking them forever to do updates and stuff like that. Like I do not know what they're doing. Like they started it out so well. Like they were giving us continual updates and everything was going, and then like since I think the end of January through now, it's just been nothing. Really.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard people weren't really happy with that at all. Yeah,
and so a lot of people have been leaving. Yeah, it's sad.
I'm only interested in playing the campaign mode on that game.
I know, me too, man. That's
and whatever DLC for the campaigns they do.
I goddamn hope they do. They better. Like, it's taking them forever just to get a fucking co-op mode. So, jeez. God, who knows?
So, basically, what you're saying is they only gave you guys half the game, and they're slowly adding the rest of the game.
They should not have treated it like a live service. They should have just delayed it until it was ready.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing is that they want to do this as a live service. But, I mean, it's you have the single player and you have multiplayer, so it's a full game as it is. But, like, for Halo, you expect the co-op and you expect, the Forge mode to be in there. But they're not. They're being delayed, and we'll get them sometime, whenever. I don't know. We'll see. I'm still playing it because I like abuse.
That's funny. All right. Eric, what have you been playing?
I played The Cruel King and The Great Hero a little bit more. Not too much, though. And I played a tiny bit of Chrono Cross, I think. Actually, no, that was last week. I've been playing more Stranger of Paradise. The last thing I did was beat a side mission after completing the last story mission, which was to defeat a thing called... I think it's the monster from Final Fantasy V, the crayfish thing that you fight at Torna Canal, but it's like, now it's a robot.
Yeah.
It was right after the mission where I defeated the Lich. Yeah. So I'm around halfway through the game. No, more than halfway at this point. Probably like 75% done, maybe.
Alright, that sounds good.
And from what I've been reading, the Platinum isn't that hard, and apparently the one that requires you to beat the game on Chaos is actually a mistranslation error, and all it wants you to do is beat a mission in Chaos mode.
Mm.
Which, you know, there is a mission in the game, a side mission in the game, where all you have to do is look for 3 items and then get the hell out of there. Mm. And, like, after you did the 3rd item, the mission's over, so you don't even have to fight anything.
Well, that's good. That's always a plus. I hate that when they make it.
And you have to beat a mission that's over level 200 equipment, and apparently there's a way to, like, throw crystals at the level to like special crystals at the level, just increase the equipment level of the items, and you can just do that mission again, or just do it once and take care of both of those achievements.
Hey, there you go. That sounds good.
And then the only thing left would be to, I think, to master a class.
Yeah.
Which means going beyond its level cap and getting to the new level cap.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you're playing, Eric?
That's it, really.
All right. Dungeon says, I've got back into Chrono Cross, the PS1 version, and I'm playing Monster Hunter Stories 2 on the Switch. Oh, that's awesome, Dungeon.
Because the thing with their Chrono Cross remaster, Square, you need to, like, be lambasted for all the quality, shitty quality ports that you're putting out. Because, like, they didn't learn a thing from Final Fantasy VIII Remastered other than they added vibration control, and I think the analog works a little bit better, but it's still wonky. But, like, the frame rate is somehow still worse than the PS1 game.
God, what's the point of that?
And it's not even a real remaster, because all they really did was do a slight graphical facelift for the GUI and the character models.
I find it funny that people on the internet, like this dude that made a 60 frame per second Bloodborne, can do this stuff in not a lot of time. I mean, I'm sure it took them some time.
It's because the game's an emulation instead of a port. They didn't do the work to do a proper port.
I know, but with all the resources that From Software and Square Enix
and they didn't use an AI upscaler to, you know, improve everything.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they have.
I know that can go horribly wrong, but it also can go really good if you're actually doing the work to make sure it works.
Right, but I'm saying, like, these companies have all the skills and talent in the world, and they just can't do simple things, like, for them? Like I don't...
Oh, it's the Square Enix is a company that would rather sell you Chocobo GP and make it a microtransaction fest, then sell you Babylon's Fall, and then have it be completely ass, and then nobody's playing it except for, like, 10 people, which is probably even smaller and under now.
Yeah, I know. I know Square Enix is all about the Benjamins, and it's a shame because there's going to be a point when they start losing the fan base, you know, and it'll.
I mean, I bought it anyways because I was more interested in playing a finally localized version of Radical Dreamers.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
Well, I saw the Free Guy movie. I guess I can give a quick review on that.
Yeah. I'm interested.
No spoiler alerts on this one. Well, maybe a few, but it's the basic plot is a video game character becomes self-aware and kind of takes over the video game. And it's Ryan Reynolds, so it's really funny, you know, because it's Ryan Reynolds, and there are a lot of great like game references that I loved, but the plot was so silly and there were so many holes in it that I just couldn't like love the movie. Like it was all right.
You don't like silly plots?
I like silly plots sometimes, but when there are like huge plot holes in it, or if it's either it's a plot hole or the female character is one of the dumbest characters ever, basically. Mm. So that kind of stuff like kind of turned me off to it. But other than that,
all right,
yeah, it was okay. I like a 6 out of 10.
All right, so it's worth a watch then. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's funny. There's some, like I said, there's some really great game references. Like if you like Halo, for instance, or Mega Man. Just saying. Yeah,
yeah. It's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Thanks.
Yes. I
think I watched it on HBO, but I could be wrong. Maybe it was Disney Plus. I've been watching Moon Knight on Disney Plus.
Oh, so good, so good.
I know, I've never I've never read a Moon Knight comic before, but fuck, goddamn, it's awesome.
Oh god, the Moon Knight comic was fucking awesome.
It sounds like Moon Knight's just trying to be as weird as fucking possible instead of doing a superhero show.
It is, but it's weird as fuck in a great way, Eric. It is fucking fantastic. It's a great
apparently
show.
It doesn't sit well with some people. They're not doing that.
Well, they can suck my
and
ass.
And it has some of the best costumes. Like the two suits that they've shown far are two of the best suits in MCU right now.
Yeah, I agree. Moon Knight was always one of my favorites growing up, man. I love Moon Knight. It's They changed it from the comic a little bit, but I like the changes. They're for the better.
I mean, this is MCU. They do a lot of like subtle changes and stuff.
I mean, they
changed not just subtle changes, questionable changes.
Yeah. I mean, like big changes, like what they did with the Skrull, for instance. Although they are gonna apparently write that because they're gonna do Secret Wars at some point.
Oh God, so. I can't wait for that. That's gonna be awesome. Let's see. Slagar said they should have referenced Sonic. Maybe that would have helped it. Speaking of Free Guy, Slagar says Moon Knight is pretty good so far. And Dungeon says it's been a bizarre in a good way, right? Yeah, for sure. I mean, Jason Isaacs makes that show go, man. I mean, he's fantastic in almost anything. One of my favorite movies of his is Ex Machina, which I view as a horror movie because the implications are horrific, but it's just really, really good. He's a really good actor, and he's doing this series justice for sure. I'm going to go ahead and do mine, Eric, before real quick.
I think you meant Oscar.
Oscar Isaac. I'm sorry. I said Jason Isaac, right? Yeah. No, Oscar Isaac. That's right, Weiland. My bad. He's a great actor. He's one of my favorites for sure.
We can tell.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got all excited, and I'm like Beavis, and I'm like, yeah, fire, you know, all that stuff, yeah. All right.
No, I don't know enough about Moon Knight, but is it like, does he have like somebody else in his head or something?
Yeah, he's always had like mental instability in the comics, and that's like, that's kind of the thing, the flawed character, right? And that's him, Moon Knight. You know, he's flawed, but he's got these special powers from Khonshu and you know, Mark Spector, and it's a really good comic. It's bizarre in all the right ways for a comic series. I really like Moon Knight quite a bit. All right, I'm gonna do my reviews real quick. You mentioned goofy plots, mm-hmm. Breakman. Well, I watched a movie called Hall Pass with Owen mm-hmm. Wilson, and it's kind of like a rom-com, but it mm-hmm. just basically a rom-com with a couple of married couples, right? The premise is these guys are guys, right? They're human. They and the women, the wives catch them kind of looking at chicks' asses and, you know, just doing guy things, right? Like, you know, how you would typically view a guy on the street. Like if a hot chick walks by, of course you're gonna look, you know, all that type of stuff, right? A little bit of flirting.
Okay, I get it.
Right.
The misogyny that we're trying for, right?
That we're all, you know, that we're all guilty of at some point, you know. I mean you know, whatever. So
I don't know what you're talking about, Frank.
Shut up. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Breakman. Get a couple beers and Breakman and he'll tell you. Anyways, so these guys, it's not about misogyny per se. It's just about, it's an endearing movie, and I really enjoyed it. I watched it with Bernie because, you know, we need to break up the horror movie spree that we always are on every once in a while, and so we pick something a little different every great once in a while, right? So I picked Hall Pass because it just, I mean, I kind of like Owen Wilson, and it just seemed like a funny premise, you know. So the premise is that the women give their husbands a hall pass because a psychiatrist said, you know, why not, you know, give them the freedom to go out and for a week to see what happens, right? It's no sweat off of your brow. You can have a week free pass to do what you want to do. They can have a free pass, et cetera, et cetera. And then when you come back, maybe you'll learn a lot more about each other than what you didn't. So it's a really solid premise for a movie, right? Like relationships, right? So they end up, you know, spoiler alert, everybody, for Hall Pass. It's a movie that's like, I don't know, 10, 12 years old now. So they go out and the guys are trying their hardest for a week and nothing's really going on, but they all get chances, right? The men and the women, and only it's Christina Applegate and the chick from, The Office is in it as well, and it's Owen Wilson, and I think it's John Sudeikis, if I'm not mistaken. But the only Christina Applegate's character like ends up sleeping with like a hot college guy or something, you know, kind of a one night stand type thing. You know, the college guy really took a liking to her, and he's really hot. I mean, you know, so they had sex, right? But that's the only thing that really happened. Everybody else, oh, I never mind. The guy ended up, her husband ended up in a roundabout way, sleeping with like an older woman that had the hots for what she thought was the other guy. And so he ended up going down on her, and that was pretty much it. But he really didn't go down on her. I don't know, just really weird. But the whole premise was
he missed the hole? Like, no. Not go, like, he didn't do it, but not do it.
Well, he didn't want to do it, so he was fingering her, apparently, and pretending, like, making sounds, you know, whatever. So anyway,
she couldn't tell that what was going on down there?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay.
So, I mean, you got to see this movie, man.
Maybe that would explain
it. It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. You'll know what I'm talking about when you see it, Breakman, if you ever see it.
If pure comedies, I believe, are allowed, you know, they can
have
plot holes and get away with it.
It's just trust me, dude. Like honestly, like you and Mrs. Breakman would have fun with it because it's just a series of comical events after another. But you know, in the end, they all realize that, you know, they're best meant for each other, and the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and they have a greater appreciation. Everybody has a greater appreciation for the other person, right?
Aww.
Yeah, so, it's a Hollywood ending and stuff, but it had a really sweet message, right? Like, human nature is to want to be with other people, you know, sexually in that manner, but at the end of the day, this is the person that you really should care about, right? So, I mean, I just thought it was really good. I'm going to give it a high mark. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. The jokes were pretty spot on. It wasn't anything super special. Don't run out to get it or anything. But if you happen to see it, like, on HBO or something, I mean, it's to me, it had a really good, sweet message. So I give it high praise. It's nice. The other movie that I saw was See For Me, which is a horror movie about a blind woman who's taking care of a woman's house, a rich woman's house, at the last minute. And the premise of this movie is, since she can't see, she has to use this app where a person, like, basically looks through your phone and kind of helps the blind person out, like, where things are and stuff like that. So it was kind of a unique premise. And the preview kind of threw you off of what the movie was really about. But it ends up being kind of a home invasion movie with a twist. And I don't want to tell you guys what the twist is because it's pretty fucking unique and pretty good. It does have some rough spots, but for the most part, this is a pretty damn good movie. And I'm also going to give an 8 out of 10. I don't want to say too much about it other than to give you guys the premise because it just came out. But it's well worth the watch. I really enjoyed watching this, and the acting was good, direction was good. The twist was out of nowhere and relevant and good. I mean, it fit her character to a T. She's kind of like a person that doesn't want to get similar, Slagar, similar to that. She can't see, she's definitely blind, and she's not a ninja. But the twist is with her. But she wants to do things on her own. Let's just put it that way. She doesn't want anybody helping her out, you know, type thing. But I don't know. It's just really, really good. I did not watch this with Lube, Breakman. How dare you? But it's really good, and I highly recommend people watch it. 8 out of 10. It's a unique premise for a thriller horror movie sort of combo, and I highly recommend watching this one. So, all right, Eric, you had a review, hopefully a spoiler free review of Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yeah, anyways, this is the follow-up to Sonic the Hedgehog, which came out in 2020, and it was the last movie I saw in theaters for quite some time because the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that, well, has nothing to do with the movie, but has anything to do with my viewing movie, but nobody was in the theater. But and again, it was Thursday, and I'm saying most people saw it on the weekend. But so that was nice. I didn't have to wear a mask in the theater or anything. Anyways, like I said on Twitter, I think it is a big improvement over the original, because the original was pretty shallow and mediocre, and the only thing that, like, sold it for anybody was Jim Carrey's performance. He carried the movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, I
think that, it would have just been a weird buddy cop movie with a CG animal. And they have a good balance between the human characters and then the Sonic crew. And while I'd much rather the human characters not be in the story, they kind of have to because of how the first movie ended. And hopefully the third movie is working towards a possibility where they won't be around nearly as much. But, and the thing is, like, which will make it breaker for you, but, like, the scenes of the humans and, like, culminates with a wedding that gets crashed. And turns out things aren't above board because the groom is not who he says he is. And it's played off as a weird comedy routine, and it just kind of ends weirdly. And there's another scene in the movie with human characters where Sonic and Tails get into a dance-off. But I actually like that because that's goofy, because if you think that's not Sonic, then you haven't seen enough Sonic media, because The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog was a weird, goofy cartoon where lots of crazy stuff happened. Like, Robotnik, there's fart jokes going on in that show all the time, and then him running into weird characters.
Yeah.
So, it preserves the spirit of that show. And depending on, like I said, depending on where you stand, that may or may not be a deal breaker for you.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the first Sonic the Hedgehog. I thought it was one of the better, if not the best, video game.
Slager says he doesn't understand the story. The story is Dr. Robotnik stuck on a planet. He gets off the planet because he sends out a signal to space that homes him in on Knuckles and his crew, who are searching for the Chaos Emerald so they can find the Master Emerald, which will then be protected by them. But he ends up working with Robotnik, who's just using him to get it so he can get ultimate power. That's a pretty easy story to remember.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're expecting Shakespeare.
It's something he did in Sonic 3 and Sonic 2, and they basically just converged both of those plot lines for this film.
Yeah, so it's just
and speaking of Knuckles, he is exactly Knuckles. Idris Elba really committed to the role, and he did his research.
Yeah.
And about his motivations and how he should carry himself and his initial animosity towards Sonic.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll get to that in the third movie, Slagar. I mean, they can't, like, blow their wad all in one movie, right? Or two movies. I mean, this is a franchise. You could tell from the very first movie.
The Chaos Emeralds and the Master Emeralds, they're basically kind of like the Infinity Stones. And in fact, the movie actually makes a reference to the MCU, which is, you know, it's a kid's movie and something they've seen, so let's reference something they've seen. That's all that line really is, and it doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not meant to be Shakespeare, I didn't think. I mean, I haven't seen it. It's
entertaining, and it's like, yeah, it's not a good movie, but it is at least better than the mediocrity that the first movie was, and it's still enjoyable, yeah, regardless. And for some people, being enjoyable is the measure of what a good movie is or not.
Yeah. Weiland says, I wonder how often Chris Chan has been screaming at the guards about how they need to be let out to see it. I haven't seen it yet, so I want to make my own judgment, but I don't expect like a huge plot. I just expect video game moments from Sonic. That's the most of it. I thought hiring Jim Carrey to play Robotnik was pretty inspiring, because the guy knocked it out of the park in the first one. And so why not give it a go in the second? And, you know, it sounds like
he's leaving acting now. That was his last movie ever.
Well, they say that, Eric. And then when somebody
at least until he needs money again. But
yeah, until somebody makes him an offer, and then
As soon as somebody throws $20-25 million to do Sonic 3,
he went to work on trying to grift NFTs. So
yeah, I know NFTs. But I mean, honestly, when somebody puts $20-25 million for Sonic 3 in front of him, you think he's not gonna take it? I mean, come on.
I mean, I could see the movie without him, it just being Shadow as the antagonist or something. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, so what are you giving Sonic?
He says there are no games moments. Yes, there was, actually.
Are there rings?
The mountains with the ice, the snowboarding, that was from Sonic 3. And there was a scene that was, like, from all the waterfalls and sand falls that you could run in Sonic and Knuckles and shit. That's Sonic 2.
Are there any rings in the movie?
Yeah, there's. He still has the rings from the first movie, and they still are used to teleport. And he even loses them at some point in the movie. And he's like, my rings!
Slagar says, it was so bad, Carrie says he's going to quit now. Now, in fairness, Slagar... So,
wait,
Carrie enjoyed his time.
Yeah.
After Sonic lost his rings, did he die?
I honestly think you're crazy, Slagar. You're a crazy, cranky, cantankerous old man who can't enjoy anything.
Calm down. Wow. I don't think Slagar's cantankerous.
I think he's too hard about how serious the plot of a movie made for kids is.
It's definitely a kids movie. There's no doubt whatsoever it's a kid movie. I think the rating is PG.
Doesn't mean you can't enjoy it.
Right. I mean, it did, look, in fairness, on Rotten Tomatoes, it got like 69%, which means like almost three quarters of the people. I mean, yeah, 69, you know, anybody? But that's think of all the video game movie adaptations and their scores, right?
It's a shame you didn't like it, but I mean, what can I tell you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it, and I'll let you know what I think. I think I'll watch it this week if I get a chance. But anyways, so what do you give Sonic 2?
I'm going to give it... See, I think I gave the original like a 6.5, so I'm going to give this an 8, because it's that much of an improvement.
Okay, well, that's fair. I'm making points about the movie, and all Eric does is act like the people he hates on Twitter. No, Slagar. What he's saying is it's a kid's movie. Like, what are you expecting? That's the gist of what Eric is saying. So, all right, let's...
One day they're just going to come to fight. There's just going to be a fight between the two of them.
Right, it's going to be...
We're going to have to settle it somehow. Like, I want to make them play Mortal Kombat or something. I don't know how we got to settle this. Hello?
Huh? Yeah.
We're sorry, I cut out. I know. That was purely just. It wasn't stream. It just my cord came out. I can't wait till you all go see it and laugh. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I will say it sucks, Slagar. I'm pretty objective when it comes to movies, you know. And
you think I'm not being objective?
Well, I think you were. I mean, your opinion's your opinion, Eric. I'm
not that big of a Sonic fan, but you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll check it out, and eventually Brake will check it out, and then you know we'll come to a conclusion whether or not you're right or wrong, Eric. Simple as that. All right. I did.
And
mine.
Brake liked this. He really liked the first movie, so he'll definitely like this one.
I liked the first movie. I thought it was pretty all right, man. I mean,
I wouldn't have low expectations, but I thought they made Sonic a really likable character.
Yeah,
and it was just kind of a fast paced, like we're just having fun, you know.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey.
We got a point. Let's just get to it. You know,
Jim Carrey was definitely inspired in this one, which I haven't seen in his work in a long time. So you know, I thought the first one was fine. I'm looking forward to see the second one. Hopefully it meets my expectations at least. But anyways, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Dungeon says, I want to check out Sonic 2 also. I was surprised by the first one. All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I got two right now. One's my stomach is growling.
I blame Freak 5 for that.
And the second one's Gilbert Gottfried died. That's that was a surprise. I didn't even know he was sick or anything. Mm. He wasn't that old. He was only in his 60s, so that sucked. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That was a sad one because Gilbert Gottfried was pretty damn funny most of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Very annoying voice, but pretty funny.
I have two singles, but I just forgot to put them in there.
All right.
And he knows his voice was like that, and he used that to his advantage sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know why. You know how he? I mean, so grating, man. Like,
I'm surprised he didn't destroy his voice sounding like that a majority of his appearances.
I know.
Because he sounds a pretty normal dude.
Right. All right.
He actually got kind of a deep voice.
Yeah. All right, Breakman. What else you got?
That's it.
Oh, you did both of them. All right, Eric, you're up.
My stinko is Kentucky passing its most recent crappy law. I think it was. I'm gonna skip it because I can't quite remember yet.
Okay.
Yeah. It was definitely something awful, but I can't remember whether or not it was abortion or.
All you have to say is Kentucky, and we understand. Yeah. Next one.
Well, Eric? and the governor vetoed it, but the Republican Senate, Kentucky Senate, said no, we don't care if you said no, we're still saying yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Can he override their veto though?
No, they can override his veto if they have enough votes. And then if it was vice versa, yeah, I mean, there's the option. But, I mean, it depends on how a state lays out their infrastructure and such like that. And Kentucky has definitely made it in a way that Congress has a lot of power.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Greg Abbott's doing crap in Texas. Like, the most recent thing I think he did was, like, block shipments coming in from Mexico, so that's going to hurt the economy.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that. I didn't have it listed on my Stinkos, but I just remembered it, and I'm going to be talking about that as well as something else.
He is such a piece of shit.
He is, and I'll talk about it in just a second.
And my other one was, like, I found out today that my mom has COVID. I don't know how she got it, but
man.
We were gonna do Easter lunch, I guess, maybe dinner. I don't know when it's actually going to be. I should call them about it, whether or not they're still doing it, but that happened.
Wow, that sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that, Eric. Hopefully she pulls through. She's unvaccinated, right?
No, she's vaccinated.
Oh, great. Well, that's good. That's good, man. That means she has a much better shot.
She's going to have a crappy weekend.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Weiland Stinko's Best Buy dropped the ball with Spider-Man No Way.
It doesn't progress worse, that's all.
Best Buy dropped the ball with Spider-Man No Way Home. Steelbook never made it to stores. I was able to get it overseas, but it's just the waiting part that sucks. They had like 10 in my store, Weiland. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm kidding, man. I'm just trying to rile you up, Weiland. Yeah, I did hear about that. That's pretty shitty, man, especially for a Steelbook fan like yourself. Well, now that... Eric reminded me of that. I have another one. But my first one is, this one's tough. The destruction in Ukraine, they showed video in the United States. Of course, they blurred out all the bodies, but I wish they wouldn't have. I wish they would do news uncensored here so you could see the real path of destruction that's going on in the Ukraine. Bodies laying on the side of the road. It's very, very bleak in Ukraine right now. And I think Russia, despite what the United States is shoveling into our gullets, is winning. It's really bad in the Ukraine. My Stinko is Frank exiling me for something he said, Freak Five says. Well, it's not something you wouldn't have said, Freak Five, so I just did it preemptively. Okay. So that's that. I mean, also the Russian soldiers. I mean, the whole war in Ukraine is just senseless and not good.
I was going back to my Stinko. Yeah, it is an abortion bill. It was called House Bill 3.
Okay. I saw a friendly fire.
And it apparently went into effect immediately.
Yeah. I saw a friendly...
So they just made abortion legal. Because we gotta have the state's government control. It's like, because the federal government doesn't want to put its fucking foot down saying, no, you can't do this and under any conditions.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's up to the government, and they always fuck up. I mean, you know. I saw a friend...
It's like when it comes to civil rights, states' rights should not have precedent at all, ever.
Yeah, I know. Well...
State should have the president to control a woman's body, but that's a different story altogether, I guess, apparently.
Yeah, but I'm just applying that to any kind of civil or human rights.
I thought Roe versus Wade was the law of the land and that was it, but apparently we're all wrong.
And they're trying to chip away at it. Who knows what the Supreme Court's going to do with coming in July or whatever.
I mean,
June and July, yeah, it's one of the 2 months.
I'm actually been fairly surprised by the Supreme Court. They haven't been as bad as I thought they would have been, but you know, I mean, hopefully one of the other old guys on the other side of the, well, I mean, they're all terrible. I mean, Thomas is terrible. Fucking, I mean, the new one is not the greatest. Kenjatsi Jackson, she's not. I mean, she's no angel. I mean, she sent a lot of people to years in prison for marijuana sentences, and you know, so there's not. there's not a lot of great people in there, so I mean it is what it is, you know. Wyland said, I saw a friendly fire video. It cut out after the cannon flash. Yeah, there's been a lot of that out there too, Wyland. So, speaking of Greg Abbott, two things. Greg Abbott is almost single-handedly responsible for the supply chain issue in the United States. He is shutting down the Mexican border like no other.
Who's the idiot in the federal government decided Texas would be the hub of all commerce?
Well, it
has. And education.
Education's the one that's ahead.
It's because they've got a lot of delegates in the House of Representatives.
So
they've got, Texas is one of the states that has a lot more power than other states.
Right, and I don't
not
like
the Senate. In the Senate, everybody's equal, but in the...
It sounds like it's completely unbalanced and needs to be reworked.
Yeah, I think they should cut the House down to one rep each state, just like the Senate. I think that's how it should be.
Never mind the lack of control that the populace has over any of this. They make decisions without us all the time.
Yeah, I know. And
we're a representative republic. We need to switch. We need to change that. We need to have more direct control, like more voting rights and such. You know?
Well, I mean, if the Republicans have their way, the only people that'll have voting rights are Republicans or libertarians. So, you know, I mean, that's...
They'll be landowners, rich landowners.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
mostly,
I mean...
Mostly parents. White males. But there'll be a couple of...
The Times of Lords is coming back again.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
all over
they'll have like a couple black guys just so they can say that they're not racist.
Basically. Right.
Here's my black rich friend.
People like
only cares about money and will sell you out for it.
Hey, look, there's Ben Carson and Tim Scott. You know, it's like, oh boy. In Florida, that's proof enough right there. DeSantis in Florida has all the power when it comes to writing the maps for voting. So I mean,
scary.
Yeah, it sucks. It's
scary
terrible.
How much power that dude has. Like, it's no one man should have that much power over
right.
any state.
So here's my two stinkos with Governor Abbott. Okay, the supply chain issue is definitely him. He's shut down the border. I don't have a problem with Texas being the hub of commerce because it's down near the border of Mexico, it's got the most continuous border of any state. So, no problem there, right? But be fair about it, you know. Ben Carson, proof you don't need to be smart to be a brain surgeon. Good points, Lagar. 100%.
I mean, to be fair, that's probably the only thing he's, like, good at.
Right. He's not good
at... But why is he in a position of government, though?
Well, he's good at making people sleep in his speeches. That's what else he's good at. So, you know. So there's an 8-mile-long convoy of trucks waiting to get in the United States with all manner of goods, like auto parts and furniture and a bunch of, like, produce that the United States relies on to keep costs down.
That's not going to be good anymore. Fuck.
What's that?
I said, that's not going to be good anymore. That shit's going to go bad.
Oh, no,
it's
good.
There's an expiration date on that stuff.
No, it's good. It'll be good. It's just, it's a 10-hour delay, right? But it's a 10-hour delay that makes all the difference when it comes to supply chain and money issues, right? Instead of going through in an hour or two, now it's taking more like 10 hours. So that's huge. That cost grocers tens of millions of dollars, right? Because every minute that their shelves aren't kept, that's money they're losing, right? So that's the whole deal there.
You know who's going to pay?
We are. We're going to pay.
Yes, because they're going to up the prices. They're not going to cut the paychecks of the guys up the top. They're going to punish the people who are making them rich.
I wish they would be Americans and do that. Like, say, look, we're going to take less money because the American people are suffering. But that's never happened in the history of capitalism. So the whole point of business is here, and it's law, you have to try to make money every single time. If you're not making money, you're breaking the law. That's the way capitalism works, right? So 10 hours it's taking instead of the normal one or two. So you got an 8-mile-long convoy of trucks trying to get in the United States to help, you know, and it's all because he got state troopers involved instead of just letting Border Patrol do their job and do it well. The Border Patrol does their – I don't like the Border Patrol, right? I think they're pieces of shit. They're tyrants down at the border. I've seen it in person and in video form. They're it's just ridiculous, right? So, but nonetheless, they're doing their job. They have caught some drugs that are coming over and other nefarious things like human trafficking, etc. But so you got Governor Abbott doing that, and you also had him pull a big stunt where he took a bunch of Venezuelan, not Mexican, there's a distinction here, a bunch of Venezuelans that made their way up here to try to, you know, seek asylum because they're trying to get away from Maduro, right? The guy, the boogeyman that everybody hates that, you know, is going to cause the destruction of the world, according to the United States, which is why they wanted to stage a coup in Venezuela.
America stage a coup in another country?
Right.
What do you mean?
Right, right. Never.
America would never do something like that.
Right. Okay, so the Venezuelans are coming up, right? And they're seeking asylum. And what Abbott has done is he put these people on a bus to D.C. But this ties in. So that's the stingo portion of it, right? He's sending them all to D.C., right? But let's continue on with my sweeto.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet-o-thweet!
So my sweeto ties into this. The sweeto is they interviewed the Venezuelans and they're like, well, thank you giving me a free ride across the country to, you know, close to where I wanted to go. Like, a lot of them want to go to Miami or some of the southern states there, even Washington, D.C. or Maryland. So he thought that he was going to pull off this huge political stunt to say, you know, oh, look what you're doing, D.C. You're letting these horrible people in. And meanwhile, they all want to get jobs in all these places like Miami and all this and assimilate into the country. I mean, there's plenty of evidence, right? There's plenty of studies to say that immigrants are 7 times less likely to cause crime than people born here in the United States. So, I mean, they don't want to fuck up for the most part because they know if they do, they'll be exported out of the country. Slagar says there was a documentary back in the 70s with Chris Christopherson about this. It was called Convoy. Yeah, I remember that, Slagar. I do remember that. Freak 5, my sweeto, California is passing a law based off of Texas. Wow, okay. That's cool. We'll see what it says.
You realize that was not a documentary, by the way, right?
No, it wasn't a documentary. It was a movie.
Like, the way you went over that. Like,
yeah, I did it on purpose.
Joke, and, like, you just
yeah.
Kind of sounded yeah. Really just plain and natural about it.
Yeah, yeah. I did it on purpose, man. I got it.
Me, then.
Well, it was called Convoy, right? Yeah, I saw that movie.
Right, the name of the movie is Convoy, but it wasn't a documentary.
Right, right. Slagar's being tongue in cheek.
Like an action movie, I think?
Yeah. Chris Christopherson. Yeah, yeah. I know. All right. Based off of Texas' anti-abortion law that let vigilantes sue people involved in performing abortions. Okay.
So it's the opposite of that, you're saying?
What's that? Yeah, they're doing it. It's basically going to be the opposite of that. Like,
you get paid money for giving abortions?
Maybe there'll be support for that, like tax breaks or something. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but it'll probably be thrown out in the Supreme Court. But, you know, whatever.
It's based on that what they're doing where you're a vigilante, but it has nothing to do with abortion, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it does.
Wi-Fi. Wyland Sweeto is the printout. Brother caught me. Showed up. I'm trying to look at it here. The product that you got. Okay, that's cool, man. Right on.
Oh, it's to allow residents to sue the gun industry.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. I mean, I guess.
Screw the NRA.
Yeah. Let's see. What else was I saying? Let's say, okay, but California laws about gun control, letting vigilantes sue people who own, make, sell, or transport the list of guns and gun parts in the law. Okay, well, fair enough.
I mean, this is about reporting people who have AKs or something
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just remembered it wasn't about abortion, but they're using the Texas tactics. Unfortunately, right. They're not the only ones. Another state's using the same tactics with abortion. I can't remember who they are.
Tennessee, I think, was another one. And
actually, I think it's multiple states now that I think about it.
Ohio. Tennessee,
maybe Florida.
Wasn't Ohio? Oh, no, Ohio, there was a
whack. Ohio is something.
Oh, we're next. Yeah. We'll be next on outlawing abortion.
Yeah. All right. So so the Sweeto is, of course, you know, those migrants being happy that they're getting a free ride and kind of...
That reminds me, I need to get an absentee vote so I can see who not to vote for.
Yeah. That's the Sweeto is Greg Abbott kind of blown up in his face that he gave people free rides at Texas taxpayer expense. I'm sure those people will be really happy to know that Greg Abbott used them for political stunt. So
well, they don't care as long as he's owning the libs.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right, Breakman, your Sweeto of the week.
I'll just say it goes to Freedom, and then we'll get to that later.
Okay. Eric, your Sweeto of the week.
I don't really have a Sweeto.
All right. Well, let's move on to the newest segment on the show.
It's time to die.
I need to re-record that sound bit. It's really, really, really
low. It sounds like it's half functioning.
I know. It's like really low. I don't know why it came out so low, but... maybe I'll have you do it, Breakman, and I'll use that for a soundbite for it. But, all right. I like that, actually. That was really good. I should just cut that out. But, all right. Your game or movie franchise that you would never want to see again, and then we'll do the opposite, something you want to see come back. Breakman, what you got?
I forget, actually. Shit. I had something.
You want me to skip you and come back?
Yeah. Come back to me.
All right. I'll go ahead and go. I want to see a sequel anthology movie to Trick or Treat. I kind of like that movie. I know. Wasn't you, Breakman, that said it was one of the worst movies you've ever seen or something like that?
Maybe. I don't remember.
or maybe Mrs. Breakman thought it was one of the worst movies she's ever seen.
She definitely did.
I like that movie, all right? I like anthology movies, so I'd like to see, like, a follow-up, you know, kind of anthology title. As far as something... Oh, and something else I thought about. Maybe I mentioned it last week. I can't remember. But Silent Hill. It's time for Silent Hill to come back. As far as something that I'd like to kind of see... go by the wayside. I was watching, I bought the Sharknado movies. I don't ever want to see another Sharknado movie ever again. They were fun, but at the end, it just, it lost its luster, you know, and it was time. It no more of that, please.
But Terry, he needs your checks.
Yeah, I know. Did that have
more
than one?
One that isn't like a game particularly. It's something in a game.
Okay, what's that?
Fake money, like using credits or something, taking real money and converting it to like credits. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like microtransactions, like using in-game economy using real life money. Yeah, that's
yes, it's infuriating. Like, let me
blame
at least...
MMOs.
Yeah.
Like it should be $2.99 or something. It shouldn't be like
it wasn't a feature of the game. It's just people did stuff on eBay.
Yeah. It shouldn't be like 10 rubies or something like that, or ruples or whatever. Like, Halo Infinite's got their own credit thing, too, you know?
Yeah. Stegar says, Trick or Treat, did that have more than one? No, it only had one. That's what I'm saying. We need more. Freak 5 says, I have never watched this. They're fun, Freak 5. I'm not going to say they're not fun. They're definitely fun B-movies. I bought all of them for, like, I think, I don't know, it was like $15 for all five movies. So it was like... $3 or $4 a movie or something, and it's they were fun, all right, but it was just time. At the end, it was just like there's nothing left to do. It's just that's it, you know. All right, Eric, did you have one that you'd like to see come back?
I'd like to see all the Tom Clancy games go away.
Oh, forever. Really? Wow!
Ouch!
All of them. Yeah. Okay.
Even if that means no more Splinter Cell, because
oh god,
they're never
going to
do a Splinter Cell again anyway. So why not?
Well, there is a lot of rumors that they are going to be doing. a Splinter Cell, Eric. But
are they going to get Ironside back?
I don't know.
They'll probably make it a mobile game and it'll suck ass, won't it?
Probably. Slagar says, you need to watch the first one because it's freaking trip, because you know they were trying to be semi-serious. The rest were trying to be stupid. I like most of them, Slagar.
Is there any, like, easy way I can watch these movies without, you know, buying them?
What, Sharknado? Yeah. They're on Amazon Prime. I don't know if you have Amazon Prime.
It sounds like you should buy or, like, rent these movies and, like, get some shrooms or something
yes, to watch. Yes, yes, it's perfect movies to, like, get high and watch, man. No
but
doubt.
As for something I'd like to see come... Instead of seeing something I'd like to see come back, I wanted two things I'd like to see go away.
Okay.
One for films this time.
Okay.
I'd like to see musical numbers in Disney movies to go away. That's a concept, but not really a film.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, acceptable. I accept that premise. Or what else you got?
Please, just give me a story and let me watch the goddamn movie.
No, you sound like I'm with you on that one.
You sound like people are in general with musicals. What is this? These cats are breaking out into song now? What the fuck?
Like, I don't mind musical movies existing, but like they have their place and they don't need to exist in the same space that a narrative is.
Right, I hear you. I know what you're saying. I want the butthole cut of Cats, by the way. I'm just saying. You know they have to.
I think the only reason they exist is because they think so little of children that they need to have like flashy colors and singing going on at all times.
Yeah, I guess.
Ooh, shiny!
All right, what is your other one, Eric?
That was it. It's like the two things I okay. like that and then the Tom Clancy stuff. That's yeah. it.
All right, that's fair enough. I mean, fair enough, man.
I can't think of something I'd like to come back right now. That's
all
right.
I can. All right, Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend, really?
Ooh. Yeah, like the first one was fun. It had its flaws, but you know they could get rid of the stage battles and go from there, and it'd be a great game, I think.
I didn't like it, man. I tried, man. I tried my best, you know. And I'm a big fan, Jack Black guy, but
yeah, me too. I got stuck in one of the stage battles. Unfortunately,
yeah. All right, let's move on to the most eagerly anticipated for the past 3 weeks. It's a free-for-all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow. All right, this is what everybody's been waiting for. Breakman was incognito for a couple of weeks. It was pretty serious from what I gather.
Yes.
So I'm going to leave it over to Breakman to speak.
Okay, because, yeah, this is going to be a hard one for me. But first I'd like to go over the guesses so far. We had I was building a giant robot. I was on the run from the law. I had crabs.
Yes. Yes.
I had my stomach pump. I was hacking the planet. Let me see. I lost my house in a tornado.
Okay.
I jerked off too hard and broke both arms. I was in another car accident.
I came up with another one for you today, Breakman. You want to hear?
I got another one too.
And then, of course, the Master Chief toy in the ass. Well, guess what you guys got?
My guess was you attended an orgy and you broke your penis.
Ooh. Ooh. Ouch. God, that one hurts.
Yeah.
Oof. What do you got for me, Eric?
You fought back an alien invasion with someone else and you put bandanas on and you attacked aggressively.
I think that's the cutest thing you've ever said on the show, Eric. That is so cool.
That's from Contra 3.
Clip these, Wyland.
And we
says.
Don't know about it because you neuralized everybody.
You clip them for me, Wyland, please. Feel free.
Clipsies.
All right, nothing else?
Okay, so you guys, I guess the real one then. And then I also said Joe Rogan sounded me. Like
yeah. Out of context, break.
This shame just made you go away for 2 weeks.
Another guess, you were running pantyhose for the cartel. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Running pantyhose for the cartel? What?
Yes.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
Well, you know, like how when you rob banks illegal and stuff, you need like pantyhose and stuff, you know, and they're running pantyhose. Never mind. What you got, Rakeman.
I get your joke about running pantyhose, but I don't understand for the cartel. Like, that's
well, you know, the rubbing banks. I mean, they've been known life of crime. You know, I mean.
Oh, you're saying using them as masks?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I get you. See. I'm on the same page. All now,
right.
I think.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, this is a long story, and this one's not funny, and I'm gonna try and leave a lot of the. I don't know how many details I'm going to go into. All
right. Wait, you ended up a kabuki show, didn't you? And then you had to fight off a evil politician trying to kick out the homeless or something.
All right, let's let break go.
That was the plot to Yakuza 7, by
yeah.
the way.
Eric, let's let break go, man. This is serious. Let's get serious here. All right, break.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, this is pretty serious. I guess this is like 3.5 weeks ago, 4.5 weeks ago or now. Yeah. Where should I start? I don't know if I want to start there.
Take your time.
I'll get to that part. So an incident happened. I was at work. I needed to go back to the office to do some things. Where my boss became kind of worried about me and had the HR department call me and talk to me. And due to her conversation, the police showed up at my house.
Wow.
And it's not really her fault, even though I want nothing to do with that lady. I don't want to see her again or anything like that. She's kind of triggering, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So the cops come to my house, and they say, like, I guess I should go back a little bit farther. Before I went to, this will be even the harder part to say, but before I went back to work at the office, I tried to hang myself.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't, it was a half-hearted attempt, but I've done it in the past before. And when I went to my... I kind of sent like a kind of a plea for help to my boss, kind of coded plea for help. But anyways, so the HR department called me and she asked, you know, if I was going to hurt myself. And at that point, it'd been a couple days, and I didn't want to. I'd moved on past that. I didn't want to hurt myself at that point. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was still in a pretty bad mood. Still in a bad way, and I was in this way from like. Well, I guess I'll explain that one later. So anyway, so the cops show up and they call one cop. They call and it's a restricted number. And I'm like, okay, I'm not answering this. I don't know if mm-hmm. that is. Mm-hmm. And a couple minutes later, another restricted number. I'm like, okay, well, this is probably serious. Oh, this is police. We're outside. Like, oh shit, really? Mm-hmm. I look outside and there's one cop car there. And then, yeah, she can you come out and talk to me here? I'm like, okay. So I go out and talk to her and another cop car shows up and they're like, well, you know, they think the your friend thinks you're going to hurt yourself. You know, my friend just saying that's mm-hmm. something like that, mm-hmm. something similar to that. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm okay. And, you know, the cops said, well, we don't believe you. So they handcuffed me, put me in the back of their car, you know, right in front of my house and in front of my neighbors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was fun. You know, kind of crying, a little snot going down my nose, and I can't even reach my nose. And I'm back of a cop car. Ride to a hospital emergency room where they take my pants and my phone and pretty much everything and tell me to hang out there for the night, and you know, some shit happens there for the night until the next morning where they took me to a mental hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a mental hospital for about 8 days.
Yeah. Against your will.
I don't really want to go into detail about the people in there, stuff yeah. like that, but it was basically basically a place to keep you away from anything that could harm yourself and mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. triggering stuff. It was mostly really boring there, more than anything, but they controlled when you ate, and there were therapy sessions, but it was all group therapy sessions like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted out immediately, and I think the only reason I was in there so long, because I was on the 72-hour hold, so I get that 72 hours, but after that, once my meds were going back, you know, back on normal, which mm-hmm. is what triggered everything in the first place, is my meds had been I was having trouble getting them reloaded by the new website that our company switched over to this year. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't get them refilled, and I was spacing them out, which if anybody knows, if you're on medication like that, you can't space it out. You're just going to have bad effects. So, you know, so I was doing that, but once I was back on my medication, it was a lot better, you know. I'm more in control of my emotions. But I still was in there for 8 days, and I think a lot of that had to do with my insurance ran out at, you know, 8 days. Mm-hmm. I think if it was longer insurance, I would still be in there.
Right.
Pretty much.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. Like, it was an environment where they could have, like, on the television, there were, like, old cartoons you could watch, and they would let you go outside for 15 minutes at a time, but you have to be monitored at all times. Mm-hmm. You could color at certain points. Or play board games, stuff like that.
I guess the question I'm going to ask you, Breakman.
I slept most of the time I was there.
Yeah, yeah. Not very healthy.
Okay, go ahead and ask a question.
I just wanted to ask you, did they have He-Man coloring books? I mean, that might have made it better.
There was a Mario Brothers coloring book.
Well, I mean, there you go, man.
I
want
okay. a colored duck blue because I've never seen a blue duck.
Look, I don't want to make light of your situation.
It's fine. I've been making jokes about being out, just escaping the nut house and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
You know, the funny farm. And right, so, yeah, I was in a crazy place for 8 days.
Let me say, Breakman, thank you for sharing. I think part
of the reason I'm sharing is, like we said many times, mental health isn't taken seriously in this country. Right. And,
yeah, which is why they give you shit like coloring books.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, that's why, like, I got a ride in a cop car.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, that's going to be good for some person's health.
Yeah, like, if somebody's having a mental issue.
Scary fucking cops that kill people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're somebody black, I'm surprised that wouldn't have happened. That probably would have happened, right?
I bet it does. Like, there's no reason that somebody in my situation should have been, like, handcuffed and hauled and out in the police car. Like, they,
right, like you're a criminal.
There's just no reason for it. Especially as much money as they spend on police.
Because suiciders are criminals, apparently.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Breakman. I do another channel for some very specific reasons, right? The other channel I do is called Mexican Long Hair. If you look on YouTube, the banner that was very creatively made by somebody else other than me, on it says mental health awareness, right? And part of what I do, I go out and I, like, every Monday, I will go out and I'll do homeless outreach. Like, if I get food donated to me, I hand it out to homeless people, right?
Okay.
That's part of what I do. It's therapeutic for me. I've had a lot of the same type of issues in my life, Breakman. I very rarely talk about it. I've made a couple attempts on my life as well back in the day, and it's not something to be ashamed of. It's something to learn from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been through the counseling and all that, and I
got a lot of doctor's appointments and stuff coming, and therapy and stuff. Yeah. I was diagnosed with severe major depressive disorder.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you got your meds secure. I'm really happy for that, because that's a big part of the equation, and that's probably why. I mean, like, healthcare in this country is fucked up, Breakman.
Yep.
Like. You can't.
That and the cop situation, like, are the reasons I decided that I should talk about this.
Right. And I'm glad.
As opposed to just saying I was sick or something.
Right. And I'm really happy for this, because I'm not happy that this happened to you, because I consider you a dear friend.
Mrs. Brigman didn't know what to say to you guys. Like, she was.
I know.
Like, she knew
I know.
I'd be embarrassed about it. But
there's nothing.
I am, but, well, I mean.
You know.
It is what it is. Like, you know.
If anybody should be embarrassed, it should be the fucking state.
Right.
Or, you know, not right. doing
the- Not you, Breakman. You should never be embarrassed about your scars, right? I'm not embarrassed. I've talked openly about it. Like, I've had after my divorce, I had PTSD and depressive disorder and all this stuff from some of the stuff that has happened to me over the years, right?
Yeah.
And it's really hard to get over, and it's especially hard to get over on your own. But I want you to know that you're never alone, you know? And
I know.
And,
it's not easy to talk about. This has been going on since, like, teenage years and stuff, and it's just now... You know, I'm in my 40s, and now I'm taking it finally seriously,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you're taking it seriously. I mean, part...
Mrs. Brinkman said the same thing, pretty much.
Right. Part of what I do as well on that channel, Brinkman, is I... Every single time that I do a live, like, I'm out there quite a bit. Like, I do different things. But every time I'm on live on YouTube... I will go on and I will say a mental health speech, and I'm going to do it at the end of this show today. But basically what I say is that, you know, if you're struggling with your mental, I'll just do it now. If you're struggling with your own mental health, please make sure you reach out to somebody that you know, that you love, that you trust. In lieu of that, my email is MexicanLonghair@gmail.com. If I don't get back to you in a timely fashion, I you know, sometimes that's all it takes. I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, or a counselor, but sometimes just talking helps, or typing. But if I don't get back to you in a timely fashion, just remember, somebody out there thinks you're their favorite. Hold on to that thought, because it could save your life, right?
Let me say something too. Like,
yeah,
it can be hard for somebody with, you know, like, depression to talk to the people that they really know and the people that they're really close to.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe it might be easier for them to talk to somebody that they're just friends with, kind of casual friends with, or somebody they trust in another way.
Yeah,
or maybe even a stranger.
Yeah, anybody. I mean, it whatever it takes. And I also give out the 1-800 suicide prevention line. 1-800-273-8255. It's available 24/7. If you're ever thinking about doing something like this, call that number. And there's a chat line. If you don't want to talk to somebody on the phone, type in mental health chat, and it'll be the first thing that pops up. You click on that link, and it'll connect you with somebody qualified to listen to you. And it's tough. And it chokes me up, Brinkman, because there's people don't understand. We've never met in real life, but how many years have we been doing this show, right?
I mean, God, do you know how long I've been on this show?
Well, I think you've been doing it for at least, 12? So it has to be 12, 13 years.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
I know Eric's been on for 13. I've been here from the beginning, 14. So... This is just three guys just every Friday pouring our heart out for everybody.
Right now.
It's probably like 12, 13 years, I'm guessing. I mean, it's been a while since Brinkman.
She says 10, they say 12, 13.
Yeah, right? Somewhere around there. I mean,
I've been here since 09, so it's 12, and then Break has to be 11 then.
Yeah, maybe 11. Yeah, Break, you so
or,
yeah.
Or 12 and a half at least. Yeah. I think Break
I'm a tween.
Yeah, you're a tween, man. I care deeply about Eric, and I care deeply about Brinkman. I'm always, you know, thinking about these guys, a lot. And, when I heard you at the beginning, Brinkman, like, I got really choked up, and it hurts my heart that you were hurting so bad. And I, there was nothing that anybody could really do. You know, this is your journey, you know, and I'm really happy that you've shared this.
Important than that, like, I'm doing what I need to do to, you know, not do anything like that ever again.
Right. It sounds like right now you're getting the proper medications. You're going to go to the appointments, and
that's the big thing. I think is going to, like, therapy and psychiatrists. And
yeah.
Like that.
And I want to another thing that I do, Brinkman. All this. Ties in to why I do my other channel. It's been fairly successful. I have almost 3,000 subscribers on the other channel. In perspective, this channel, I have 40, right? RP Grinders, in the 14 years of existence, has 40 subscribers. And we just got, I know, we just, it was, for a while, it was 14 subscribers. And then all of a sudden, I think people jumped over from my other channel to here. So that's why we got the little bit of a bump. But it's super important. Mental health, to me, is one of my passions in life. And it ties into homelessness. And it ties into the police, because the police don't add anything to these situations.
They made I was humiliated. Yes. I mean, honestly, at that point, I was already in a bad shape. And to add to it, I'm getting handcuffed and, you know, basically, like,
arrested. Like, if they were going to send you to someplace, then why wasn't their staff doing that instead?
Well, look, out here, they have what they call mental health advocates, and those guys are pieces of shit too, because they're tied to the police department, right? And the police department treats homeless people and people with mental disabilities out here like trash. And it's part of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm trying to make a difference for people. And if I can inspire just one person to get out there and even give homeless people water, which is very inexpensive, or just talk to somebody. Like, sometimes just talking to somebody helps, right? And that's why I make it a point every time I'm out there to mention my little mental health speech, right? And you're right, Breakman. Like, talk to somebody, but just make sure that you're talking to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not talking to somebody, then you're in your own thoughts, and that tends to continuously bog you down.
Yeah, it does.
I've been there, Breakman. It's not anything to be embarrassed about. The scars are there to prove to you that you can overcome these things. You know, and I know my phone line is always open. I mean, my email. I mean, whatever it takes. Matter of fact, after we're done here, I'm gonna make sure I still have your number, Breakman, because I tried texting you one day, and I don't know if you changed numbers or something, but. But you never responded to me, so I don't know if maybe there's something going on.
If you didn't say something, like, I might not have recognized it. I'm looking through here. I see a doctor's appointment. Yeah. What's this number? I don't think that's yours. No, yeah. I think that's that's the therapist. I don't want to talk to her ever again. She's triggering.
Yeah.
I don't see anything on
well here. I'll get with you after the show, man. We'll figure it out, because I think it's important to have people that have been there, you know what I mean, like been there, done that type thing, to have in your phone book, and you know, just somebody
don't take it personally, because I'm not gonna be on here long because I'm hungry.
No problem. Which, you know, we're probably gonna be wrapping up here, but I'm telling you, you're amongst friends here, Breakman, and you always will be, and that's just how it is. And I just want you to know that we love you, and we all love each other.
I just want to also put myself out there. Anybody else, if anybody wants to talk about that, you can absolutely talk to me about it.
Yeah, for sure. And you're on Twitter at RP Grinders. That's another way to get a hold of you. And I know you've been always supportive of people that have been associated with the show, and we all love you, and we're behind you 100%, Breakman, is what I'm trying to say. That being said, that doesn't mean I'm going to take it easy on you on the next Grinders.
I don't expect you guys to. Like I said, I've been making jokes about it.
You have to laugh about it sometimes, Breakman. If you can't have a sense of humor about it, then what are we doing here? You know, I mean, that's
still,
just how
it's
it is.
Still not an easy conversation, but
it's not. But hopefully, we can help you on this journey, Breakman, because we want you here.
I think this is something like I need to. And I'm not saying I don't want to help. I'm saying like I think I need to talk to like experts.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's gone on for way too long, and
yeah. But I'm just saying, we're here. You know.
I know. I get it. I'm saying, So don't. I just don't want anybody to be offended if I don't. Then I don't reach out to.
No, nobody.
And that's something else. You know, people are afraid of. Like, at least I know I was. Like, I don't want people to be offended that I didn't, you know, ask them for help.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not offended.
It's not like that. It's just like at the time I didn't want help.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I was I've been there, dude. I know exactly how you're feeling, man. Like I didn't want anybody. Like yeah. Nope. No. You just like, this is my journey, and but you also have to realize that that you do need help, bro. You know, and I'm glad you recognize
and
that.
My decisions and, affect others.
Right. Right. And you're doing all the right things, Brakeman. And I know Mrs. Brakeman's going to be your rock, dude. And I have a rock in Bernie, and it does get better. It will get better for you, man. I mean, as you know, you're doing all the right things. So I'm super happy, but I'm not going to go on that, you know, but I am glad that you're getting help when you first told me it choked me up, but I think it's inspiring because you're willing to say, hey, I do need help. And that's a man right there, Break. And I'm happy that you're getting the right help. So that's what I'm trying to say. But with that, I think we're going to end this.
I'll just say, like, as far, I don't want to get really specific, but there were all types of people there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, it was a variety of different races, different sexes, different ages, genders.
Yeah.
Just there are so many people from every walk of life that are dealing with these kind of issues.
Yeah. And what you're saying, it doesn't matter who you are, it can happen to you. So, yeah, man. Well, we're glad you're back, Brakeman. Glad you. I appreciate you sharing the story. I think it was important.
So I should add that I'm alive to my sweetos, but
yes,
yeah, so that. But freedom from that place, like that. I hated being there. I took away everything I loved. What are your coping mechanisms? Well, I like video games. I like being outside. I work out there. like my pets and my family, and friends, stuff like that.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have access to any of that. Here's some coloring books and crappy television. Have fun.
Well, I mean, in fairness, they did give you a Super Mario coloring book, man. So there's your comic books, you know?
Oh, God. I was so bored I read a book at one point.
Well, hey, do what you got to do, man. I mean, yeah, man.
They had a really minor selection of books because, you know, they don't want to they don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to trigger anybody. Yeah, they're like three Bibles. Like, fuck.
like the Bible isn't offensive or something.
I know, right? You should have said, "Where's my Quran, damn it?" All right, let's not
Where's
dwell on
flying,
it.
Book of and, the flying spaghetti monster.
And then I'll say, when you're there, there is no real privacy. They are checking on you all the time. They're making sure you're not doing anything, even though you really can't because they've taken away most of the
options.
I know. You gotta share a room with somebody, and those rooms fluctuate. I didn't have a working toilet. I had to use the public toilet for like the first 5 days because my room didn't have a working toilet. Like,
yeah, it just happened
to that toilet?
It puts a spotlight on how mental health is really dealt with in the United States, Brakeman, and that's another.
Is it not really?
It's which is not really. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't talk to I barely talked to the psychiatrist when I was there. And maybe talk to him for a minute a day. Most of the day was spent like doing therapy, which was here talk to the group how you feel today, stuff like that. At least you could masturbate in the shower, says Freak. No, no, none of that. I was not fucking.
You mean you weren't put in a cell and like were jerking off next to Hannibal Lecter and throwing it at like Charlize? What's her name? Starling. You know, Agent Starling. Damn it.
No, none of that happened. I was not thinking about sex at all in that place. I was just like,
oh look, Weiland says sounding with a crayon. Wow.
I don't even know how that's possible.
Wow, Weiland, wow.
You got to work up to a crayon, I think.
Oh, dear Lord, man. This is something else. Oh, boy. Okay, on that note, I think we need to end this show, man. Let's do our plugs.
I want to say one
That's
more
the
thing.
Name of the episode.
Oh, hold on.
With a crayon.
Yeah.
I think that is the name of the episode.
It's my turn, so I got to remember it.
Well, I because I took a couple weeks off.
No, we're not doing that.
My will.
Man.
We're
not doing that. Eric's going to take over tonight, man. All right,
if you're sure. I'm sure. I didn't mind. Like, I'm sure. April 1st, that was a Friday.
Yeah.
That was the first day I was back. Like, I just didn't, I wasn't up to, like,
I know.
explaining to anybody what happened or talking to anybody. Right. I'm home. I just want to play some video games.
You're like, fuck RP Grinders, man. I just want to play some games, damn it.
Yeah, I want to eat something good. And that's the, because when I was there, they had, some of the worst food, like most bland shit. Guess what kind of oatmeal they had?
What flavor? Kind? Cinnamon?
No. You gotta guess, Eric?
Brown sugar.
No, just brown oatmeal. Sugar. It was oatmeal flavored.
Oatmeal flavored.
There was no additive to it at all. It was just oatmeal.
Oatmeal, wow.
That was the kind of food I was eating.
That's gruel.
Freak 5 says, when I was suicidal, I masturbated a lot, and the shower was where I had privacy in the mental hospital.
Wow. I was not thinking about sex at all.
I'm not a big oatmeal person. I've never personally liked it, but then again, I've never had like an oatmeal mix that was good.
I like oatmeal. I just don't like oatmeal flavored oatmeal.
Maybe I need to put the right kind of things in it.
Just no flavoring is like just putting bland oats in your mouth, basically warm oats. Like, oh, man, this is a.
Somebody got to show me how to do good oatmeal because I don't know a goddamn thing about how to do good oatmeal.
Well, this is not surprising, Freak 5. He says, now that I rethink about it, I was never prescribed antidepressants then. Yeah, that's different times, man. Different times. So. All right.
Oh, and speaking of which, on the last day, they messed up my medication, so I got really sick when I got home.
But, like, I'd sooner eat toast than oatmeal.
They switched just two pills.
Oh my God! They switch pills on you, dude. Damn.
It was like an accident because they were switching shifts when I was sick. When they were doing that, so
it's a hell of a fucking accident there, man.
I know. Jesus, it was just like one more thing. When like, here's the April Fool's Day joke for you.
Yeah, well, happy April Fools! We change your beds.
I know. Mrs. Breakman noticed the paperwork later. Like, is that supposed to be like that? Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, Breakman, I'm glad you're still with us, and I'm wishing you the best. And, you know, that being said, you're fired from RP Grinder. No, I'm just kidding.
What a harmony.
Oh, dear Lord, man. We love you, man. And is there anything that you wanted to say before we started doing our plugs?
I'm dead serious. If there's anybody out there who's listening to or hears this at any point, reach out to @RP Grinders. You can, I've been there. You can talk to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
@RP Grinders on Twitter.
All right, do you want to say anything about mental health or? You
know? I forget the number for like suicide hotlines.
1-800-273-8255. So there you go. If you guys have any,
But like I said, I don't. Yeah, if you want to talk to a stranger or something like that, but it's not that easy. Maybe for me it was. Like I said, I sent kind of a coded message to my boss. Like, yeah. I knew kind of what I was saying. There was just like, there's still a little part of me that was like, I want help. I need help, you know?
Yeah, you were reaching out, man. That was your way of reaching out. Yeah.
So I guess I should point that out to people who aren't like me.
Yeah.
Just look for stuff like that. Just every once in a while, pay attention if somebody sends you something that you don't. It just seems like
odd or out of place or
just maybe check in on them, see if there's something going on.
Yeah. It's important to talk to your friends from time to time, you know, and
I have to mail army to Eric.
Yeah.
I'll just find an app that pretends to be army.
Yeah, or we could do a Breakman soundboard, like take all his sound bites and just like, hi, guys,
what?
How are you? You know, oh, you want me to play Harmy? You know, like stupid stuff. All right, Eric, what you got, man?
I didn't write any reviews this week or, you know, do audio reviews, but you can find written reviews on BastardBrigade.com or the audio reviews on the feed. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon, which is in a link in my Twitter profile, which is @EricRPG, and sending me as little as a dollar would help out a lot.
All right. Anything?
I did want to say one more thing, too. Yes. As I go through therapy and stuff like that, and I get more comfortable with it, maybe I'll start talking more about the reasons, what led up to it, and stuff like that.
No problem. You take your time.
Oh, Priest's been playing Breath of the Wild. I like to hear that. I missed it while I was in there really bad.
You're like Beavis and Butthead in that No Laughing episode where you just like couldn't wait to get out, and you get out, and you're like, Breath of the Wild, Breath of the Wild, Breath of the Wild. Like,
yeah, pretty much. I wanted to play video games so bad the whole time I was there. Like, this is the fucking cruelest shit. Why can't I have video games? Why is the only thing on television a Three Stooges movie remake? Nobody wants this.
That's awesome, man. All right. You can follow
me. They just, we're not allowed to read most books, only like the Bible and books with like that were approved for whatever reason. I'm guessing the author just didn't read
like them. You couldn't read books like Grapes of Wrath or like Romeo and Juliet or
The only classic they have was The Great Gatsby.
Oh, okay. Because it wasn't depressing.
Which I liked, but it's short.
No, I am saying that is
They should have Inherit the Wind there. That's a good movie.
Oh, Freak5 says, no, I am saying that is one of the sound bites Frank can put on the soundboard. I have been playing Breath of the Wild.
Halo.
Halo, yeah, exactly. Halo. I've been playing Halo. You know, it's like awesome, man. All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can check out my other channel, Mexican Longhair, on YouTube. What else? You can find me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. This is all I'm going to say. Just reach out to somebody. Or, as Brake said, if you see something out of place from somebody, just talk. It's okay to talk to somebody, to check in on somebody, maybe a family member, maybe a friend. You know, it's okay to just say something.
And think twice about calling the police.
Yes.
See if you can. Yes. If anything, take them to the hospital yourself.
Yeah. The police are never a good option for wellness checks. Let me just put it that way. And it's been proven time and time again. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Chaos Dungeon says. Exactly. Chaos. All right. So that's about it for this show. Thanks for everybody for joining. I really appreciate you. Do you guys have anything else?
Have a good weekend.
I think I've spilled my guts enough today.
Yeah. Okay.
You have family, hope you can enjoy Easter with them if you celebrate Easter. Or
oh,
if you
shit, that's this weekend, isn't it?
Even if you don't, sure you always have an excuse to eat food.
Hey, at least you got practice with the Bible, Breakman, while you were in there. All right, I want to thank Freak5 Chaos for being in there. Slagar, Dungeon, Wyland, Alto, Erica, FNBR, and Nina Tella. Thanks all for being in there. Really appreciate everybody. You can join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. You know, join
usually
the chat.
We're more upbeat than this. We do get in the heavy talk, though.
We always do, man. And it's okay. It's okay.
We can make light of it usually. I can make light of the entire situation. I get it. Right. I'm the one who has problems, but I'm working on them.
You are working on them, and we're all in full support of you, Breakman. No jokes there, for sure.
Thank you.
let's see. All right, stay safe, everybody, this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Cowbell! I missed the cowbell.
Ha ha ha.